I shoot up from a deep sleep, sweating harder than I ever have in my life. The dream I just had was so vivid. I slowly lay back down. And just that moment, peeled away from the sheets, was enough to give me that chilled feeling of sweat touching my back again. The room is still practically pitch black, just that tiny glow from the streetlight outside coming through the bottom of the curtains of our window. My heart is racing. My mouth has a gross, sweaty morning breath taste to it. I'm trying to calm down and slow my breathing before I wake you up and tell you about it. I need to tell you about it. You always make me feel safe, and I don't think I can go back to sleep without you. I rub your back a little. Ugh, you're super sweaty too. I wonder if you were or are having a nightmare, like I did. I shake you a little, the way I do when I need you in the middle of the night. I hear you clear your throat, I think, so I know you're awake now. I tell you that I had the most vivid, crazy dream. I was a king vampire, and I was hosting this annual feast for me and all my people. Everyone gathers a few mortals and brings them as an offering. I, of course, get the most and best quality humans to feed off of, because I'm like the king, so, I mean. Before the feast begins, there's this ritual where I take a few of the prettiest, juiciest people and fuck them one by one in front of the crowd. Everyone gathers in a circle and watches, moaning, touching themselves, touching each other, but not enough to distract from the show. If I caught anyone not watching me, they were executed on sight. You don't take your eyes off the king. One by one, I used my huge, veiny cock to pound their holes. With the strength of 10 men, each one was rendered defenseless with barely any effort. I held them down, and depending on if they submitted, I would use my long, cold, pointy tongue to devour their pussy and or their ass. I swear I could taste their fear and mortality mixed with their juices and cum. After I was content, I would fuck them in every position I felt like. The size of the person didn't matter in the least because of my immense strength. Everyone got thrown around and used as a fuck toy, teasing their throats with my needle-sharp fangs as I drill my swollen dick into them. There were some who loved it, begged for more. And some who pleaded for it to be over, just killed him. I came inside each and every one of them. Somehow, one of my supernatural vampire powers was that I instantly reloaded with a sack full of cum. Like, full. Like when I finished with one and tossed them aside, their holes looked like a water bottle tipped over. And come just pouring out. After I finished with the fucking, which basically when I ran out of humans to fuck, it was time to feast. All my elite disciples got to choose from one of the humans I fucked. My cum absorbed into their system so fast that when they would feed off of them, they would gain a small amount of my superior power, which is what kept them elite. We all gathered at this long dinner table. I was at the head of the table, of course, with my meals shackled in front of my throne. Everyone else had their one human naked, strapped down to the table, side by side. The tops of their heads just slightly hanging off the edge of the table. The food was whimpering, moaning, and whispering as the vampires watched them closely, simultaneously dragging their sharp fingernails up and down their naked bodies. Scratches up their chest, around their nipples, up their neck to their chins, while they wait, rather impatiently, for me to begin feeding. That was the sign that they may begin feeding as well. But apparently, I was as much of a tease in this dream as I am in real life, because I just sat there looking at them, one at a time, in their eyes as I scanned the table. I finally grab this beautiful girl. I hate to say it, but she was you, I think. I turned her around so she was facing the table, pulled her head to one side, exposing her throat. My fangs grew longer as my mouth opened so wide. I plunged my teeth into your throat and began sucking, draining your blood as I watched everyone scream and begin devouring their humans. Screams, splatters, moans, growls, all the sounds could be heard. I pulled my teeth from your throat and licked them clean, and that's when I woke up. I told her how real it felt as I cuddled in behind her, her body still wet, but now that I'm more awake, it feels heavier than sweat. I call her name and give her a solid shake. Her body flops over towards me, and suddenly that glow from the window that was just illuminating a portion of her back is now shining directly on her blood-soaked body. This look of horror and confusion on her face that is now spattered with blood. A gaping wound where flesh used to be is now just a mangled bloody mess. Oh my god. Oh my god. I wipe my mouth and I look at my hands. No. Oh my god. What have I done? Please wake up. I'm sorry. Please.